Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 12th. We are here to talk about everything that happened on the feeds yesterday. I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, and today I am joined by a very special guest. It's my American Ninja Warrior co-host, Lita. How you doing, Lita?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me. This is the first time we have ever been on the mic together not talking about American Ninja Warriors. This will be a fun co-host exercise for us.
Yeah, I wonder if I'll, like, have the same amount of making fun of you the entire time.
I can really only be less, I think, can at this point.
I feel like we can only go up from where we
started. Please do not accept that as a challenge.
Yeah. All right. So we are here to talk about the Big Brother 19 live feed. So let's get started. We start the day off. Josh has been doing a lot of work here. I think Josh has been, he's been talking to a lot of people. He talked to Dominique. He's really integrating into this big group much better than a lot of other people seem to be. Jason in particular has seemed to not be doing this. Have you been paying attention to Josh?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's telling that, like, even though people are definitely still annoyed with him, or at least, like, people say that they're still annoyed with him, there are people out there who are saying, like, oh, like, I don't want to evict him. Like, you know, people like Christmas and things like that. You always want people to have enough sympathy that they actually consider, like, not evicting you because they like you so much. And so the fact that he's been able to come back from how he was perceived and at least went over, it seems like, half the house just on his personality seems to be a good sign for Josh.
Yeah, he seems to be in a pretty good spot here. He's even got people like Matt saying, like, I don't want to evict Josh.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the one to have to do it. And he's not being targeted by the other side either. Alex isn't interested in targeting Josh anytime soon. So he seems to be in a pretty good spot here. But again, hard to picture him winning at this point. I don't think he has the respect of his fellow house guests, but I do see him lasting quite a while now for somebody that probably would have been gone week one if not for that safety.
Yeah, I mean, people feel bad for him, which I think, does that mean that his victim noises worked? That they're paying off?
Yeah, victim noises are effective.
Okay.
As you well know.
Yes.
Yeah. We also have Jessica. She really broke down yesterday. She said, if you were trying to break me, it worked. You won. I'm broken. She feels sick. She feels miserable all day. Raven had to comfort her a bit. She's not in a good way right now.
I feel like I would feel really bad for Jessica if one of her ailments was not, like, severe crybabyitis, just because I believe that she's sick, right? Like, there's a lot of stuff going on with being a have-not and, like, not going outside or whatever that are legitimate reasons to be ill in the Big Brother house. I just, like, have such a hard time buying it because she's always whining about something. So I don't know, like, what's a legitimate gripe and not, and what's not.
Yeah, well, it's especially like when juxtaposed with Christmas's, like, broken foot that, yeah, she needs to get surgery on. Like, oh man, this is, like, the hardest thing ever. Like, Christmas is literally getting surgery today.
Yeah, like, and even the way that she's phrasing it, like, you've done it, you've broken me. Not like I'm broken. It's like, look at these bullies on the other side of the house that have completely crushed me. Like, it's not, it's just not realistic, Jess.
Yeah. But Paul is getting a little worried here because he sees people are starting to get a little sympathy for Jess. Raven comforting her. Christmas no longer wants to be as mean to her as she was before. Because after she had that talk yesterday, or the day before, sorry, where, you know, they ironed out their differences, but they still kind of still hate each other. But she's not as mean as she was before. And that's worrying to Paul, because he feels like once Cody is gone, Jessica's going to be able to reintegrate.
Is this a legitimate concern, or is Paul just, like, trying to make sure that Jessica stays a threat so that she doesn't just, like, slip under the radar for a long time and he can keep going with his plan? Because I just find it really hard to believe that Paul legitimately thinks that after this one conversation between Christmas and Jessica that, like, oh, Christmas is totally buying it. Like, she's totally buying what Jessica's selling. She's giving in to her empathy and all this. Like, I really just don't see that from Christmas after that one conversation.
Well, I think it's Paul's experience here. I think that, you know, he recognizes that this is how it starts. You know, when people are not talking, they cannot they can't get together. Mm-hmm. But the second they open those lines of communication, that that door becomes open. And, you know, there might be a talk again where Christmas has a conversation with Jessica at like 3 a.m. because they had already talked before. Now they feel a little more comfortable talking again. And now all of a sudden they're comparing notes on Paul, and all of a sudden his whole game is blown up. Like, that's, I think he recognizes that that's how this game can go. And so he's trying to be as proactive as possible. I think he's being a little too proactive. But yeah, I mean, certainly he is, he's concerned about this. And he's also obviously trying to get Ramses out the door as soon as possible, because he really feels like Ramses is a big threat to him.
Yeah. Master manipulator, Jessica Graf. We'll see.
Yes. So we had a, Mark and Elena. How much do you know about Mark and Elena and what they did on the feeds?
That depends on what you're referring to.
Well, apparently they followed suit with Cody and Jessica, and they have now, you know, they've gotten intimate.
Oh my God. They had such a, yeah. I saw that Dominique and Elena had such a conversation that was like straight out of The Bachelor, where Dominique was like, do you believe that you're worthy of love? Do you believe that you are worthy of him loving you and opening yourself up? And she was having such a hard time being vulnerable and all this stuff. And I was like, this is so silly. It's just like Dominique going back and forth like it's middle school between Mark and Elena, and now I guess they're insecure, so they're gonna do it on the feeds. I don't know, seems yeah. Not healthy.
I mean, Dominique is really the mediator here in very much a similar way, actually, to I forget it, in Big Brother Canada 5, between Aika and Demetrius, we had a go between there as well. And it feels like this position is great for building trust with the two people that you're mediating between. Mm-hmm. And Dominique does seem like she's in a pretty good spot here. Elena coming to her for advice. She's like, you know, propping up Elena, saying, you're beautiful. You know, like, don't feel the need to do this. And, you know, Mark does like you. Don't worry about it. And then going to Mark and being like, yeah. You know, Elena, she feels like the only way that she can get the upper hand on you is by, like, manipulating your emotions. She's really just, she's very, very controlling, this Dominique. And I like it in some ways, but I want to see her expand from Mark and Elena to other people. And it's just not happening.
Well, you know, it's too early for her to be masterminding the whole game. Maybe she's just honing her skills by completely domineering this relationship. And then she can really cut her teeth on that and then manipulate the whole house.
Yeah, I hope so. It's really, I mean, again, like, she's really got, I mean, Mark is a good person to be in control of, because he's probably next to Paul in one of the best spots in the house. He seems to be really integrated with absolutely everyone. Nobody's coming after him anytime soon. Granted, his physique is very threatening, and I think that that presents a challenge for him. If anyone is talking about, like, well, we need to take a shot at the group at some point, why not have it be Mark, because he is the most physically intimidating? But he really does seem to have, you know, Josh in his corner. Even Kevin seems to trust Mark a little bit. Alex and Jason certainly do to some extent. So Mark is in a good spot here. And if Dominique is secretly in control of Mark, then all the better for her.
Yes. Agree.
Yes. He also seems to have, like I mentioned, a good relationship with Jason here. There were lots of conversations. Should we take out Ramses? Should we take out Jessica? Well, what about Jason? Mark seems to be like, hey, well, let's chill on Jason just a little bit. I feel like I've got a decent relationship with Jason. So that's looking up for Jason, right?
You know, something has to look up for Jason at a certain point. Like, I'm glad that something is going his way, as he can't eat anything on his birthday and is in a toad costume.
Yeah, and they all beat on him with like pillows.
Hey, production told them to stop eventually.
Is this like a thing? Like, do people, like, when it's your birthday, they just beat on you
with pillows? I don't know. It was weird because Alex was like, let's hit him 38 times with a pillow, which, like, I've heard of 21 shots on your birthday, but being hit with a pillow 38 times seems very excessive.
When you had your birthday and I forgot about it, did other people hit you with pillows?
22 times. I don't know. Well, you wouldn't know about it because you had no idea that it was a day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. This was very strange. And it, like, leading up to this, there was the whole conversation where Kevin didn't know that you could get evicted for hitting someone. He was like, what, they just, like, kick you out if you lay your hands on someone, so I can't just go hit someone with a frying pan? And Alex was like, yeah, well, someone got stabbed a while ago. And he was like, did he die? It's like, Kevin.
Like, oh, Kevin,
Big Brother would not still be on if someone died.
You just know that, like, in Kevin's back pocket, he always had the, like, well, if I ever need to, I can always threaten them with violence. Yeah. But now he's like, oh, man.
With the skillet of salvation.
Yeah. That's why he needs breakfast made to him all the time, so that he can just be like, give him a backhand. Be like, this is not good enough.
Oh, my God.
I need better breakfast. All right. Kevin is getting a little more aggressive here. He talks with Alex and Jason and says, hey, guys, what are you planning on doing next week? Because I feel like maybe we should take a shot at the other side here. What do you think?
Yeah. And Alex is like, or not.
Yeah, basically. Alex is like, whoa, no. Well, we don't make moves here in the Big Brother
house. We don't have the numbers.
We're supposed to lie low and not do anything of our own will and just do what Paul tells us to do.
And just wait until we have even less numbers, because somehow that will work.
This sets off Alex's radar a little bit. She's like, why is seems like Kevin's talking to us a little different here. What's going on with Kevin? And this is not looking good for Kevin.
Yeah, he's demonstrating like any semblance of strategy, which is not a good move for Kevin. He's like the world's best liar. He should just stick with that and like not try to be openly involved in the game. Because it sets off red flags for people.
I mean, this is not great for Kevin, because then, you know, he's going off to the DR, leaving Alex and Jason free to talk to other people. Jason talks with Josh, who kind of you know, sets him off a little bit. Like, yeah, I'm not sure who that other vote was. I'm not sure exactly. We also have a question from Nikki. Was it smart for Mark to share the plan to throw HOH to Josh, with Josh make it sound like it's just his plan? So basically what happened was they talked about throwing the HOH to Josh. And when Josh had this conversation with Mark, Mark was like, hey, yeah, I might throw the HOH to you. Maybe we should all do that. Yeah, making it sound like it was his plan, as opposed to being like, yeah, we talked about maybe throwing this HOH to you. It certainly builds trust with Josh in the moment. But if it gets out that this was a plan beforehand, it might be like, well, hey, why'd you make this sound like it was your idea?
Do you think Mark meant to do that, though? Yeah, okay. No. Well, I think at this point, like, I don't think anybody's going to think too much of it, just because it doesn't seem like something that Mark would intentionally put out there.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a good thing if Josh hears this from Mark first. I think that regardless of whether or not other people are going to be like, yeah, we'll also throw the HOH to you, he'll still associate it with Mark. And this helps build that trust, because this builds the trust with Mark. And then you'll forget about why you trusted him. And then when it comes out that, like, this was a plan beforehand anyway, you'll be like, yeah, but I trust Mark, so it's okay. I don't think he did that on purpose. But the only reason you trusted him was because he told you in the first place.
Mark's whole strategy is, stuff. Yeah, I trust Mark. I don't think he did that on purpose. That's this whole game.
Yeah. How can you not trust Mark with that wonderful look he gives you of cluelessness? I guess so. Back to Kevin. So Kevin is away in the DR, and Ramsey's finally takes the opportunity to be like, hey, guys, let's just let's clear the air here. I did not vote to evict Christmas. It wasn't me.
Oh, Ramsey's supposed to be so sick of shouting at walls. But like, maybe someone may have heard him this time. I couldn't really tell if Jason actually believed him, but like, it's possible.
Yes, well, it does seem like he did break through a bit here. First, he talked to Jason, and Jason was like, man, is this... I don't want to believe that this is true. And Ramsey says, I didn't want to believe it's true either.
Ramsey barely believes it's true himself anymore.
Yeah. You know, we had John saying, like, he's going to leave the house thinking he voted to evict Jillian. It does seem as though he's making some headway here, especially because, you know, this whole hinky vote this week that Paul had the idea, Kevin, let you vote for Ramses or for Jessica or whatever, and we'll blame it on Jason. Kevin then went and told a few people, yeah, I feel like there's going to be a hinky vote this week.
I just had a gut feeling. As if he would know, like, as if he would know the phrase hinky vote, having never seen Big Brother ever. Like, he would just come up with that.
Well, I don't think he used that exact phrase. I think I'm paraphrasing here.
I'm wondering, like, you guys were joking that, like, Kevin is going to that Ramses voted for himself, that he spread the hinky vote. And, like, obviously that's a joke, but it made me start thinking about, like, at what point is Kevin going to get caught in a lie just because he doesn't know the rules of the game? Like, he's going to spread some kind of lie, and we know he's a really good liar, and it's just not going to add up because it's not going to be, like, a logical thing that can happen. Like, if he said that, like, Ramsey voted for himself or something like that.
He's going to be like, I saw Ramsey punching Mark in the face.
He doesn't know that that's against the rules.
Man, what a weasel. I can't believe he did that. What a weasel move.
I'm just saying, like, it's possible. But, like, I think that he has a good natural knack for the game that could take him far. But I'm just saying, like, he does not know the rules.
Well, Nina says in the chat, if he takes his clothes off, it'll all be fine. They'll believe that he didn't.
Yeah, that's true. That is the Candy Crush purple cloud of everything. You just cannot suspect someone of doing anything if they take off their clothes.
Yeah. But man, after the conversation with Jason, it seemed like Ramses is making some headway. And then he has another conversation with Alex. He's telling them, look, Kevin told me there's going to be a hinky vote this week. I swear to you, I was not the vote. Listen to me. Why would it make sense? Why would it make sense for me to be ostracized by that big group if I voted with them? Kevin is working with Paul. Paul pulls him up into the HOH room all the time. Listen to me. I'm telling the truth. And it seems like finally Ramses has he's really, like, gotten to Alex and Jason here. Kevin seems to finally be caught in this lie. We've been waiting for it all week. When is Kevin finally going to get caught? It seems like he finally has been caught. And Ramsey's really pushing here. He's saying, guys, we don't have the numbers. You have to understand. Josh and Kevin are working with that big group. We are on the outs. We need to pull in Jessica. We need to make a run for this. And Alex is kind of starting to hear this, but she's also like, no, we can't talk to Jessica.
Alex
she's crazy.
Again, it's just like, what if we do this? And Alex is like, or we could not, you know, or we could just do nothing forever. It's so frustrating because I really like Alex, but she's just not being receptive to anything that could help her.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I am liking Ramsey's hustle here. I feel like he is the super fan that was promised. I really do think if he can make it through another week or two, he's got a good shot because he does have that super fan instinct. He seems to know what he needs to do, which is like, hey guys, we're on the outs. Like, what? Come on. Like, why aren't you doing anything about it? Jason in particular seems really into this. Jason has never been super comfortable with this whole idea of just doing what the group wants. Jason wants to make a move. He wants to play this game. So I feel like this is the start of them finally realizing they need to take a shot. And if the big group, Paul's big group, thinks that they can just let Alex or Jason take one of these HOHs and they'll be fine, I think they're going to be in for
a
nasty surprise.
Why is this the one time that we have an alliance that doesn't have a name? I'm so sick of Paul's big group.
It's all Cody's fault. He put together this group and was like, we're not going to solidify anything. And listen, I don't do names.
I think they're dumb.
I don't do alliances.
They're stupid. I don't care about them.
They're just like dolls. I've got a huge collection at home, but in the Big Brother house,
I guess they can't
have
an alliance name because Paul told Jason that he doesn't do alliances, which we all know is totally true.
Yeah, Paul. I mean, Paul is doing it too, and it's you know, it's working for Paul. You know, Matt and Christmas had a conversation yesterday where they were like, "Yeah, Paul's working both sides beautifully. He's in the best position to win the game. If people were thinking that they wanted to win the game, they'd probably take a shot at Paul. So we need to protect him as much as possible."
Yeah, real. That's genius.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's how the game is played. You protect your biggest threats because you want to push them toward the end. I think in Matt's head right now, it's like, man, if I could just get Paul and Raven in the final two.
That's not even in Matt's head. That's in Matt's words and actions. Like, he's like said that. He's like, I'm just fine with making it to jury. I just hope it's Paul or Raven. Like.
We're getting requests from the chat to name this big alliance, and they want it to be called Team Friendship, okay. Apparently.
What has that not been an alliance? So was that Mac. Not anything in BB18? They never had an alliance called Team Friendship?
Well, there was The Friendship, okay. In Season 6. The fantastic alliance, fan favorite. You obviously remember Team Friendship from
definitely, yeah, the season that I've definitely seen. Yeah. I feel like Team Friendship is a little basic. Also, I feel like based on the way the season is going, it's kind of team pissed. Based on how I feel about this alliance,
yeah. Well, so okay, so Kevin, I don't know where Kevin goes from here. You know, he's finally been caught. But are they really, who's going to go after, is Alex or Jason really going to be like, hey, Kevin, you screwed us over. Stop being such a
meanie
pants.
I like how when you talk about Kevin, you just instinctively kind of go into Karen voice from Big Brother Canada.
I've never done
just
Karen
like
voice
a little
before,
bit, just when you're talking about that Kevin.
that
Kevin Martin. But.
Yeah, you know, he used his time machine and now he's back in the Big Brother house. But yeah, I feel like Kevin has the persona where it's just like, okay, well, Kevin screwed us over, but does it really matter? Because we don't want to like yell at him or anything. It's Kevin. He's so lovable.
There's so many people in this house where you're just like, I can't be mad at you. You don't know what you're doing. Just like maybe a viable strategy, yeah. I guess.
All right, so watch out for Kevin here. It's a precarious position for him, but I still think, you know, the big group, certainly not coming after him anytime soon, and even if Alex and Jason and Ramses are mad at Kevin, they're not going after him anytime soon either. So at the very worst, he's in like a Josh position, but with still better social skills and more respected by the house. So I'm not too concerned for him yet, but he did finally get caught here. Then we also have, finally, Christmas seems to be alienating her alliance members a little bit here. People are not too happy with Christmas.
No, they are not. And, I mean, I feel like Paul is going about this the wrong way. I feel like there are ways to tactfully be annoyed at Christmas and, like, bond with people over there, over that. I mean, but he's just, like, saying like, I'm concerned about her in the real world. Like, she shouldn't be like risking her foot for this game or whatever. Like, that's not a valid thing to be annoyed about. Like, that she cares about this game. People, I feel like people are not going to latch on to that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't know. Like, Christmas has been annoying people. She's been a little she's like this idea that she should maybe, you know, heal her foot. Has been annoying her, so she kind of lashes out a little bit about that. She has, like I said, she's not been as mean toward Jessica as anymore, so that makes people like, the problem with being really mean to someone in the first place is that you need to keep up that level of vitriol, because the second you know, once you go there, you can't go back, because then it seems to other people like you're
trying to repair the relationship,
and,
or at least prepare to, yeah.
Exactly. And so that's people are a little concerned about that. And she never really has bonded with other people as much as in that group, as much as she was with Paul. And now that Paul is kind of out on her, that's really dangerous for her. Mark has always been off and on with her, and he currently is off on her. So Christmas could be in a little bit. And obviously, Alex still wants to target Christmas because she feels like, oh, yeah, take out Christmas and then we can work with Paul.
The ultimate gift. The greatest thing you can achieve in this season, working with Paul.
Wouldn't, if you were in the house, wouldn't you want to work with Paul?
Are you asking me personally? Because I don't want to get people mad at me.
I think this is a safe place. I think nobody will get mad at you.
I think if anyone followed me
Paul.
On Twitter during BB18, they are very clear on how I feel about Paul. Despite the beard. It's sad. Yeah.
Oh man, that's some pretty rough stuff. If you listen to our American Ninja Warrior podcast, you know that Lita loves anybody with a beard, regardless of who they are and what they've done in their life.
Just completely blind to everything but the beard.
Even people with really long mustaches, she's like, oh, it's the best. Okay, so that's our update. We Christmas in trouble here. Watch out, Christmas. I feel like Alex and Jason might feel like okay, maybe we shouldn't do what the group wants. Maybe we should instead take a shot at Christmas. I feel like she's in danger there, and then obviously in danger of her own alliance turning on her, especially come jury. So there we go. Ramsey's also obviously in trouble. But there was actually some shifting, some movement happening last night. So that was good. That was exciting. Even though it meant Kevin had to get caught, you know,
I have a quick question for you.
Something happened.
So I think that the question of Jessica here is an interesting one, because while Ramses is like, oh, we should pull her in, but Alex thinks that they can't because she's too crazy. The other side is thinking like, well, we'll keep Jessica around if she like is freaking out, because that's not a threat to us. But if she keeps her cool, then she's a threat. So what's Jessica's move here? Should she go just full Jatia and just like be crazy and then like she won't be a threat? Or should she try to keep her calm and potentially get picked up by some outsiders?
What's the equivalent of dumping the rice
the
in
slop.
The fire? Like,
yeah,
dumping
something
the
like that.
In the toilet.
Hitting someone in the face with a frying pan.
Yeah. Clogging the toilet with slop. I mean that's a great strategy in terms of like staying another week, but you then also have to again like get to the end of the game and win, and people don't often respect people who have like broken down like that in the house. So you do want to look weak, but you don't want to look so weak that nobody can ever come back from you can't come back from it, like where people are like, oh well, you know, maybe she got to the end, but she only got to the end because we saw her as so pathetic. It needs to be like, oh, guys, I have no one. I'm alone in this game. I don't know what to do. Like, look like a lost puppy. That's the right look to have. You're just weak enough that people think, well, I can pick her up. I can use her for my own agenda. And then they use you and they use you and they use you. And then you win the final three HOH and you cut Vanessa at the end and you win.
What a specific strategy. For Jessica to follow.
Yeah.
I feel like Josh has already mastered the lost puppy, though.
The problem is that Josh broke down too much, and that's why I feel like the respect level just isn't quite there at the moment. Stephanie in the chat says, you need to play up that undercat strategy.
Yeah, everyone in America loves an underdog, which is why Jess is so popular.
But right, they love undercats even more. Yeah. All right. So thank you so much for joining us for this Big Brother update for the live feeds. Make sure you check out Matt Liguori's power rankings. I believe they will be up today with none other than Mike Bloom as the guest in that power ranking thing. I don't know how to properly say guest, power ranking guest. You're a powerful guest.
Okay.
And you rank things. Yeah. Make sure you also check out the But First, a Big Brother 2 blockumentary, all about Big Brother 2. Great fun. If you are listening to a daily live feed update, you must be a big fan of Big Brother. So this is the right audience to say that to. Make sure you also check out our American Ninja Warrior podcast. If you want us being meaner to each other and being even more sarcastic, then you can check that out. There's like 30% American Ninja Warrior and 70% us
and
being
an equal or greater amount of talk about beards.
Yes, lots of beards talk, abs with beards, lots of crazy stuff going on there. And then also make sure you check out tonight's recap. We're going to be talking about the Wednesday night episode where there's going to be like a veto. There's going to be all sorts of crazy stuff in this very boring week.
Like a veto.
But it'll be a fun episode. And I will be filling in for Rob tonight, and we'll be talking to Alex Willett. Brent will be on with me as well, so that'll be a fun show. Make sure you check it out. And yes, Megan in the chat, did Taryn announce his new podcast yet? I'm teasing it. It's coming out soon. Make sure you stay tuned. And hopefully I'll reveal the terrible name very soon. You'll all have a good laugh.
Can verify.
Thank you so much for, yeah, Lita in particular loves this name. She basically came up with it. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time.